the things that are very often missing in our lives. So what I found from there was that had a very profound effect on the way that it is that I coach. And I needed to work out to bit by bit, just kind of let it flow into what I was doing, because I found that I was speaking a slightly different language to lots of other people out there. So today I work with people of all backgrounds. I work with people who are, perhaps you may well fall into one of these categories. I work with people who are, where am I going next in my life? Perhaps there's career change. Maybe the change has been thrust upon them. Perhaps the change is a change that you're seeking. Many of the people are setting up their own businesses or running their own businesses. I'm increasingly asked to work with young people, singers and performers and high achievers. Many of these people, actually, ironically, are really wanting to find themselves authentically. And I also work within companies. But all of this, as far as I'm concerned, is helping people authentically be themselves, in themselves, at work, in their relationships, in their business, in every aspect of life, personal life, relationship life, family life. So now that's enough about me. What we're going to do is really look at you and where it is that you're at. So over the course of this talk, we're going to be looking at you, where it is that you are, how it is that you can become centered, and exploring more this notion of inner success. You know, life is a little bit like The Emperor's New Clothes. I don't know if you remember the story of The Emperor's New Clothes when you were young. I have a colleague who does some work. Her name's Margaret Parkin. She is a successful author, and she works in training and development. And she uses story. Her company is called Success Stories, and they use story to help people to affect change within themselves. And Margaret and I were once having a conversation, and she asked me, well, Rashid, what kind of story do you relate to? And the story would definitely be The Emperor's New Clothes. And in The Emperor's New Clothes, of course, what happens is that the emperor, who is going to have these fancy robes for an important ceremony, is hoodwinked. And then he ends up walking, you know, to along this ceremony. And, you know, all the people from the land are flanking him on every side. And he's walking along. And, of course, the emperor is naked. This costume of this wonderful cloth is non-existent. And everyone somehow is mystified. They are kind of enchanted, and it's very hard to tell whether they can tell that he's naked, or somehow that they seem to be in some kind of an illusion. They've been hoodwinked in some way. But of course, then there's a little boy who points out that the emperor's naked, and then everybody then realizes that the emperor is naked. And the reason for why I tell this story is that I feel that we live in a world that's a little bit like that, that deep down we all know. We all have a sense of wanting to reconnect to ourselves, and yet we're all living in a very, very externally focused world, which is why this conflict that I pointed to between head and heart happens. And everyone's wanting to authentically be themselves, but very few people will say it, very few people will speak it. And that leads us to this point of the gift of inner success. We know a lot about outer success. We know that we're expected to look like this, to be like that. We're told what it is that we should aspire to personally, professionally. There are all sorts of ideas about who it is that we are that we've been told from very, very early on, and we're bombarded by messages daily in the newspapers, on television, on radio, online, by everybody that we meet. The gift of inner success is really looking at what is really at the heart of inner fulfillment, and actually what's actually at the heart of true success, sustainable success in the world. So let's begin to look deeply about that. And the best way for us to do that is for you to look directly at your own life. So what we're going to begin to do is look at yourself, look at where it is that you are, and to help you to become far more connected in your heart. And it may well be that as you're listening to this, you may need to translate some of my words into what resonates with you. I use the word heart. For you, that might be about instinct, intuition, your spirit, whatever it is for you. So let's kick off. I'm going to invite you to...